Well, the health impact of coal dust is a growing concern to local residents, and not just in the Hunter Valley of New South Wales, where a small town won a significant victory yesterday.
Everyone said to us, you've got no show. You can't beat Rio Tinto. You cannot beat the state government. We had 102 objections to the mine from residents, etc., and yet all of that was ignored. And we were basically cannon fodder for an expanding mine.
That's John Cray, spokesperson for the Bulga Citizens Association, which successfully blocked an expansion of an open-cut coal mine nearby. Noise and dust were the two key issues, John was telling us earlier. Medical and environment groups have long argued that coal could be causing severe respiratory problems when it's mined from open-cut pits, transported in uncovered trains and stockpiled at ports. In Newcastle today, the Senate inquiry into the impacts on health of air quality holds its first hearings. Greens health spokesman Richard Di Natale has moved for this parliamentary inquiry. Senator Di Natale is a medical doctor. He told our political editor Alison Carabine that many serious medical conditions can be linked to increasing levels of coal dust.
Well, there's huge concerns around the issue of air pollution, not just in Australia but globally. We know that it's responsible for millions of deaths across the globe. We know in Australia the impact of air pollution is double the road toll in terms of the impact on morbidity and mortality. We know that a lot of that comes from coal. We've seen a major increase in the level of air pollution, and in particular particulate matter. That's those small bits that are not visible to the human eye but are inhaled into the lungs and can be responsible for all sorts of lung disease, emphysema, asthma and so on, cancers, and also for heart disease.
The first hearing of your inquiry will be held today in the Hunter Valley. Community groups in Newcastle recently conducted their own tests of air quality in 11 suburban locations in Newcastle. Levels recorded were more than 50% higher than the national standard. How many people in and around Newcastle could be affected by this pollution?
Oh, well, most people in Newcastle will be affected in one way or another. If you're particularly vulnerable, an older person, young infants and people who have coexisting illnesses, they are most at risk, and they're at risk of a whole range of potential complications from breathing in this coal dust, which has got all sorts of nasty and toxic chemicals inside it. The sorts of diseases we can expect are diseases, as I said, like asthma, emphysema, heart disease and a range of cancers. And we know that, for example, the 2008 report, which is one of the most recent reports we've got data from, that there's actually been a doubling of the emissions known as PMT. They're the small emissions that contain a sort of toxic cocktail of chemicals. There's been a doubling of that in the Hunter region, and of course, that's a grave concern to that community. And it's a real shame that we've made such huge progress in controlling air pollution, mainly because of the role around regulations of industry and vehicle emission standards. And yet when it comes to these coal communities, things are getting much, much worse for them. And we need to deal with that as a matter of urgency.
The coal export capacity at the Port of Newcastle has grown in recent years, and now the New South Wales government is considering a proposal for a fourth coal loading terminal. This would increase capacity even further. Does there need to be more air quality monitoring before that terminal should be allowed to proceed?
Oh, absolutely. I note that there has been a recent statement that Newport will be deferred, but there needs to be a much greater number of air quality stations established so that we can get much better monitoring. We need to make sure that when those levels are exceeded, that there's actually action on the ground. And that's one of the big concerns here, is that we're seeing an explosion in coal mining, transport and exports. And while that brings economic benefits, it also has huge health consequences. And in fact, most of the data that's emerging now is that economic gain that we may get from exporting coal is actually offset by the significant health impacts it has on the local community. We know that the cost of air pollution comes to the many billions of dollars in terms of morbidity and mortality. And that's why it's really important when we're looking at whether in fact this is going to be of economic advantage to the country, that we also factor in the health consequences from the coal industry.
Well, that explosion of coal transport that you talk about, that is being felt in Brisbane. The sheer volume of coal trains travelling uncovered through Brisbane suburbs is a concern to many locals. What role is the industry playing in keeping residents safe from dangerous particles? Should it be doing more to minimise the health risks along these coal corridors?
We need to take a step back and look at whether, in fact, we're prepared to expose the many communities that live along these transport routes to these very, very significant health risks. There are serious concerns about whether, in fact, we've got, for example, the right standards in place, firstly. Secondly, whether the level of monitoring that's done in those areas is adequate. And thirdly, whether, in fact, enforcement when standards are breached is also adequate.
That's Green Senator Dr. Richard Di Natale speaking with our editor, our political editor, Alison Carabine. And that Senate inquiry is in Newcastle today, kicks off in Newcastle today. The Senate committee will also be holding hearings in the Latrobe Valley, Brisbane and Port Augusta. And just a footnote, a fourth export terminal for the Port of Newcastle is still in the pipeline. Port Waratah Coal Services say the planning process continues. However, if it's improved, it's unlikely to be built before 2018.